As you can hear, Innis Mona originally had this acoustic, folky, slash almost modern intro, which we eventually skipped for the album version. This song probably has one of the most peculiar stories. You know, back then we still were in the era of 65k modems and using the internet to put your nerves to the test. And there have been myriads of internet service providers, and if you could not connect, for the younger ones here, yes, you needed to connect to the internet before using it. If you could not connect, you were supposed to call their hotlines, where actual people answered your call, but where you were in the waiting line for fucking ages before you could finally place your concern. Anyway, I was in the middle of dealing with the main concept for our upcoming album back then, where I had a situation like that. I needed to research a few things online and I could not connect to the internet. So I called my service provider's hotline and of course got stuck in the waiting line. At some point, after the umpteenth please hold the line, our specialist will answer your call ASAP, there was this loungy electronic waiting line music, and after a while I thought, huh, this actually is a really nice chord progression. I hung up and called again, just to hear this music again. I got these harmonies stuck in my head and they actually inspired me. Something harmonically similar eventually came out in the form of the pre-chorus of Innis Mona. It was the first bit I wrote for this song and, well, that's how Innis Mona got born. It's still one of the folkier tracks of the album, deeply rooted in traditional folk music from Brittany and Ireland. Innis Mona is based on several traditional dancing tunes, but I also remember writing this polyphonic bagpipe line for the pre-chorus of the song. I really love that bit. And by the way, in the instrumental part of the song, you still hear these almost hiccupish yells before the whistle solo sets in. We skipped that for the album version. To many listeners, it might have sounded odd anyway. But there's a couple of later Elvati songs though, where we've involved these sounds. They come from traditional Irish music actually. Back then, I used to attend traditional sessions in the Western Irish folk scene, where you just play traditional tunes together with an open number of other musicians for hours. And when you play a set of jigs or reels, these sounds are used to communicate with the other musicians to announce that you're changing the tune.